Thank you very much. So what I want to talk about is a course that I've helped design over the last couple of years. We started with a 2-credit, turned it into a 3-credit the next year. This last spring it was a 4-credit. We teach it in the spring, so the opportunities for field work are unfortunately limited, even though we would greatly benefit from more of that. But I want to talk a little bit about why it is that we really need to teach sustainable soil management, not just sustainable agriculture, not just soil fertility, but really sort of holistic, all the way around soil management and agriculture. So what I'll go over is first, why do we need a course like this? Then a bit about how we design the course, what it looks like, and then the course activities. I'll spend most time on that, and then I'll give you some quotes from student feedback and sort of a general idea of what the students think of this course so far. So why do we need a course in sustainable soil management? Well, we've had a lot of courses in introductory soil science and soil fertility. Soil degradation is really a major issue, and we're seeing that kind of all around the world. And of course, soil management is mostly done in agriculture, but it has huge influences both in food production, in biofuels production, but then also all the way into our ecosystems, into our natural ecosystems. So we really need to train our younger generations to be able to make the kinds of decisions and solve the issues that are coming up that we're hearing about at these meetings. So we really kind of need integrated courses in management all the way across agriculture, all the way across the various functions. So what do we have available right now? Yes, soil science programs are declining. There are, however, relatively speaking, still a large number of introductory soils courses, so broadly soils. There's also still, especially at more agricultural universities, a lot of classical soil fertility courses where the focus is how to manage our nutrients better. And then we have a lot of introductory courses in sustainable agriculture, very broadly speaking, that are coming up because we're actually having a resurgence in agriculture and specifically in sustainable agriculture. There's a lot of young people right now wanting to go back into agriculture. But what's hard to find is courses that go more in depth on soil management that goes beyond just nutrient management. So really combining both the theory of soil biology, soil physics, and soil chemistry, but also bringing that to the practice level. How is it that these young folks that often didn't grow up on a farm, that want to go into agriculture, whether it's actually growing food, whether it's in extension, in the NRCS, these various ag service providers, how are we going to train them to really have the basics for how to actually manage soil on the ground, practically speaking? We really need to have that be scientifically driven, holistic. We have to bring in some of this adaptive management that is coming up that we're really paying a lot more attention to. And so we designed this course with the idea to really give students the on-the-ground on-the-ground experience with how to manage soils. So sustainable soil management for sustainability, soil management for sustainability is what the course is called. Prerequisite is introductory soil science or permission from the instructor. We want students to come in with at least a bit of background in soils. And at this point, it's a 4-credit class. Like I said, it was 2, brought it up to 3. Now it's a 4-credit class. We've got 2 lectures per week, and we've got a lab per week. And we're really trying to drive home both the theory, the processes, and then the application of those. This course really takes advantage of some of the new developments in soil health testing more broadly, rather than just soil fertility testing that we've been doing for a long time, some of the new developments in adaptive management. And some of these students then end up continuing on to other soil courses that are more advanced because they really enjoy this, but a lot of students don't have the opportunity to take 4 or 5 different courses in soil science. So we want to give them the opportunity to have one that really goes into sustainable agriculture in terms of just soil management. Our required readings, we've got Building Soils for Better Crops by Fred Magdoff and Harold Van Ess. It's really a very practical book that really works very nicely as the main textbook for this class. We also at Cornell have developed the Soil Health Test, which tests for chemical indicators that we've tested for a long time, but also provides to the public an ability to soil test for biological and physical indicators. And we've got a manual that's available online, and students use this. We also have Dirt, The Erosion of Civilizations. For those of you who were here last year, you might have heard David Montgomery talk about his book. It's a really nice historic book written in a very readable way about how really across time, across the globe, civilizations have destroyed their soils through their agricultural practices. So a lot of students have really enjoyed that book. Bit of an overview, it's a very hands-on course. We provide the theory of important soil processes as related to agriculture and environmental impacts. And then we talk about the practical real-world applications of those theories. We talk about the interactions between soil, water, nutrients, organisms, agricultural inputs, all of these various processes and how those influence cropping systems, but also how they influence the environment and some of the upcoming issues, climate change, bioenergy, all of these kinds of things. And the nice thing about this course is we have a case study that carries throughout the course where students individually as well as in groups apply the things that they learn. So we have various assignments across in this case study for further application to really try to get our students to apply what they're learning to something that's more appropriate right at the ground level, how we're actually going to manage these soils. The first part of the course is the more theoretical part of the course. So here's where we talk about physical, chemical, and biological properties of soils and how those influence crop production and the environment. And as part of that course is where we start our case study, where students become laboratory technicians, and they actually perform the tests in the lab that go into the Cornell Soil Health Test. And they go all the way through to developing a soil health test report and interpreting what that means in terms of constraints. So here's just a list of some of the themes of lectures that we have, all the way from history of soil management, what is soil health or soil quality, the importance of organic matter in managing soils. We go into the processes of soil physics, soil chemistry, and soil biology that all influence crop growth in the environment, drought, precipitation, watersheds, hydrology, agroecology, agriculture and environment, climate change. These are some of the topics that we cover more at a theoretical basis, but with a view towards how do we actually apply these. Just a couple of pictures. I don't have as many pictures as some of the other folks, but here's our students measuring, for example, aggregate stability, the root health bioassay that we have. They plant bean plants and later rate the roots for disease. They measure active carbon by permanganate oxidation. And the idea here is really they're analyzing these indicators in the lab, but then they go all the way through the process. What do they do with the raw data, calculating what comes out at the end, putting it into a report that is actually interpreted for a grower, which of these factors are constrained. They go through that, they write a lab report. Surprisingly, there are students who come to our class who haven't written lab reports before, and we really try to at least have them do one and help them out with that. We also have various laboratory exercises. So here's just one of the ones that we have. We have measuring runoff and infiltration on soils and really kind of trying to get them to understand basic processes of how soil quality influences runoff and infiltration. And when you have a grass sod or recently turned over grass sod, you get much better water quality that runs off and lower water quantity versus when you're doing the same with an annually plowed, very degraded soil, and then the impacts of residue, all these kinds of things. We try to make them very visual and really try to get students to understand those processes. In the second part of the course is where we get into more of the practical applications. How do we actually manage soils so that we can avoid some of the problems that we have currently? So students explore various sustainable soil management options, and they actually become agricultural consultants. We take them further in that case study and really try to have them come up with a soil health management plan for the grower from whom they got the initial sample where they did the whole soil health test. So some of the lecture themes in this part of the course, nutrient management, of course, organic matter inputs, how do we manage those? Managing cover crops and rotations, tillage and compaction, erosion management, soil conservation practices, irrigation and drainage, soil management in developing countries, which is very different from most of what's happening in the developed world, all the way to some policy dimensions of soil management. And then in the end, we have students present their soil health management plans in groups And they get feedback on that and then write a report. So here's just one of the laboratory exercises. We actually bring cover crops at various ages, all the way from seeds, 2-week-old, 4-week-old seedlings, all the way to larger plants, and have students explore how it is that all of these many cover crops, about 15 or so that we bring into the lab, how they differ from each other, and how different cover crops can have very different influences on various parts of soil quality. We also have a day-long field trip, and this is finally at the end of the semester when things thaw out and we can actually get into the field. We bring students out for a full day where they actually see some of this equipment. Many of the students that have come to our classes haven't seen the equipment, or even students who have come from farms haven't necessarily seen, for example, no-till equipment or zone-till equipment. So we expose them to some of this equipment. We show them some of the soils in our long-term field trial site so that they really get a feel for how soils can differ just from management. And then in the second part is where they finish this group project, and they really use the Cornell soil health test results that they got, but they also get farmer information. Who is this farmer? What are they like? What kinds of things are they open to or not? What kinds of resources do they have access to? What kinds of equipment? How big is their farm? And they then need to apply all the various management practices and the processes that they've learned about to come up with a plan that would actually work for that specific grower, which really kind of takes a creative approach, because not all growers, not all cropping systems are the same. So they design a soil management plan. They get feedback in class. We have a lot of discussion during one of our three-hour labs. And then they write up an agricultural consultant report, with the idea that really the audience should be the farmer. So just wanted to give you a couple of quotes of student feedback that we've gotten so far. In general, the feedback that we got was that the labs were very illustrative, that people really enjoyed the soil health project because it gives them the chance to really apply the concepts that they're learning toward a practical level. And the field trip, a lot of students were saying, well, it's priceless, it's excellent, it's what really gets them understanding the processes. It really kind of synthesizes everything they've learned that semester because they see it in the field. And finally, students' take-home messages. I tend to ask, how are you going to apply what you just learned in this course? And really, a lot of students answer with, you know, when I go back to my farm, I'm going to improve organic matter management practices. I'm going to improve tillage. I'm going to try to get folks to reduce tillage. I'm going to, in general, think a lot more about how to improve tillage practices, cover crops. In the second example there, I'm going to try to figure out how to run dragline hose to avoid some of the compaction issues that we have on the farm. And overall, I really get the feedback that it's a very valuable course. Students are able to apply what they learn and really think that they can, whether they're going back to agriculture, whether they're going to have their own farm someday, whether they're going to go into consulting, they seem to get a lot out of this course. So we hope to keep improving it. And with that, thank you very much. And if there's time for questions, I'd be happy to answer any.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I have these. How long have we been teaching it? Is 3 years. It was a 2-credit, then a 3-credit. Now, this last time around, it was 4. To be honest, I have quantitative data. I have all the student evaluations. I've got, you know, grades that students have had and how they've done. I haven't had the time to really analyze those and present them here. But our student evaluations in general have been very good. Out of 5, we average with, what was it, 4.6 or somewhere around there. They come from various departments. So we have agricultural sciences students, we have natural resources students, we have students from plant sciences, sometimes we have students from our international development programs that come in. So we get a pretty broad audience, everything from students who have not had any exposure to agriculture to people who come from farms and are in this course so that they can learn how to more sustainably manage their own soils when they go back.
Yes, all at Cornell.
Okay. Well, thank you. I will have to.